Oh? Hello, sleepyhead. It's about time you woke up. My calculations were a bit off. According to my best estimate, you should have woken up an hour ago, but I guess you like to sleep. God, you're so cute. I knew I made the right choice bringing you here. I have so much to learn from you. And now that you're awake, we can truly begin. Yes, that's right, it's me! Surprised to see me? I thought you would be happier. After all, you've had a crush on me since ever we were lab partners in the first semester, isn't that right? Yeah, I know you try to hide it, but that just made it more obvious. Oh, the way you blush is so adorable. Somehow, you're even cuter than you were back then. I definitely need to see more of that later. But I'm surprised you can even manage in this situation. I mean, you do realize what's going on here, don't you? I guess you were a little slow on the uptake even back then. Glad to see some things never changed. It helps me plan ahead. So go ahead and make as much noise as you want. Shake those chains, cry for help. I've already taken the necessary precautions. Complete soundproofing in a remote location. Some people would call that overkill. I call it privacy. So please do your best. Well, did you get it all out of your system? Thank you. With that out of the way, I can actually explain why you're here. I'm in my senior year, and I have to make some progress on my thesis, but I can't do that without making progress on the scientific experiments mentioned in those theses. I hadn't been able to find another suitable subject for them. Luckily, I had you. So shy, so precious. Always sneaking glances at me when you thought I wasn't looking. Finding ways to run into me on campus so we could talk, but you'd end up choking on your words until we had the next class. Yep, I noticed all of it. More like subtlety wasn't in your vocabulary at all. But how could I mind something so pure? We coincidentally shared a bunch of classes after that. I know that made you so happy, too happy to think about how unnatural it was. Now you're getting the picture. I've been watching you ever since that class. You are my favorite classmate, and now we can be so much more. Isn't that what you always wanted? No. Kidnapping you like this was the only way to get you involved. It's all part of my hypothesis. Good question, but I can't tell you too much about it. That would ruin it. This is just how science works. You gotta trust the process, cutie. And I just don't see why you're so worried. It's not like you're hurt anywhere, are you? And those handcuffs on your wrist? I got the fuzzy ones from the party shop. Sure, you can't move around too much since you're tied to that bed, but you're not shaping either. I have a fridge upstairs, fully stocked with food I can heat up and bring down for you. My point is, I know this seems a bit crazy, but it could be much, much worse. So as long as you go along with the experiment, I'll take care of you and you'll be out of here in no time. I can't say exactly how long it'll take. In some ways, finding the time frame is part of the experiment, but like I said, the more you cooperate, the better. That's the spirit. For now, all I need you to do, unbutton your shirt. That's fine. The handcuffs give you enough slack. Please, go ahead. That's enough. You don't have to go all the way down. Just enough for me to put this on your chest, and I'll put the rest around your head. God, no, it's not gonna hurt you, silly. These diodes are hooked up to a heart and brain monitor. This data will be very important. We'll leave them alone for a bit. Let them establish baselines. After that, the experiment will really begin. Just a few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And the data's coming in loud and clear. I don't need to leave that shirt open anymore. Oh, no, you don't have to button it back out. Let me do that for you. It's the least I can do. You have a problem with me doing this? I'm just asking because you look a bit flustered. Maybe you were angry or embarrassed. If you were, I'm so, so sorry. Okay, great. I'm glad I was wrong. I'm almost done anyway. Yeah, just a couple more. And done. Leave those attached. The project should go smoothly. In fact, they're already giving us great data. Your heart rate is really spiked when I was fastening those buttons. Having my hands so close to your chest is so cute how simple you are sometimes. Okay, let's go to the next step. I'm going to present you with some stimuli and measure your psychological reactions to it. I'm sure you won't have much experience with these stimuli, so I know you'll give me fresh data. No, I don't think they'll hurt. Unless you want me to hurt you. Oh, you don't? That's too bad. It could have been fun. Oh, well, I'll stick with what I had planned. Which is... this. What? It's all part of the study. A little peck on your forehead is nothing to worry about. Try to relax. You can't? That's no good. You'll throw up my results. Maybe close your eyes and take some deep breaths. You're doing great. Focus on that and I'll give you a kiss over here too. Oh, you opened your eyes again. If you mess this up, we might have to do the whole project over again. Or maybe that's what you want? I can't see the appeal, but we need to focus for now. So let me... Now I got the right side too. Shh. I'll explain when I'm finished. Be patient. Just have one more. Where should I put it though? Have any suggestions? I'm all ears. Oh, I know that face. You want to say something, but you're too worried about what I'll think. Just spit it out. You'll feel better. On the lips. You really said it. I'm so proud of you. As a reward. This experiment is even more fun than I thought. And more informative. Your heartbeat spiked every time I kissed you, but the spike lowered progressively. I can't kiss you too often. You might get used to it, and we can't have that. I need my good boy to have their heart skip a beat every time I show them some affection. Wait, what was that? The coyotes on your head, they picked up something just now. Oh, man. Did you have some kind of reaction to me calling you a good boy? Oh, my God, there is a kid. Oh, this info is priceless. And I owe it all to you, my good boy. You're way too much fun. What did I say about focusing? Stop distracting me with how adorable you are. Don't try to deny it. If you do, I'll be forced to... Actually, this is the perfect time for that. Well, actually, I had one more sensor to put on you. Here. This one goes on your finger. It measures things like perspiration and temperature. How about we test it out by tickling you? Oh, my poor baby is so ticklish. Look at you squirm all over the place. It's so cute. Oh my. And look, we're getting such good test data. Okay, I'll stop for now. That looks like the sensor is working. The sensor can also tell when you're lying. Not that you would ever dream of lying to me, right? And that was a lie, right on cue. I'm supposed to get you to answer a couple simple questions truthfully. You know, just so I can get another baseline. But let's be real. Who wants to see someone hooked to a lie detector and actually tell the truth? Now, I'm going to ask you some simple questions and you're going to deny every single one. That's right, you have my permission to lie. I won't get mad, I promise. Let's begin. First question. I'll make it easy. Are my eyes blue? Good answer. See, nothing to it. Next one. Do you fantasize about your crush at least once a day? I'm waiting. That'll work. Okay. Just one more for now. Here goes. Despite all of this, waking up in a strange place, tied to a bed, no idea what the crazy lady in front of you is doing. Despite all of that, do you still have some feelings for me? Just like I thought, you are perfect. You're perfect for this research and perfect for me. Why don't you get some rest? You look tired. You're ready for more experiments? Is this some sort of reverse psychology? I don't believe you. But wait, my data tells me you're telling the truth. Okay. I think I have in mind a couple more experiments we can run. Would you like it if I touched you? You would? Where would you like me to touch you? Say it. Oh, how forward of you. Okay, if you insist, I guess I have no choice. I will put my hands on your groin area and start rubbing it slowly. Is this what you wanted? Did you want more? Are you enjoying this? That's good. Yes, we are getting some really good data here. How about if I touch it directly now? Would you like that? I can't hear you. Do you want me to touch your penis? Tell me. Good boy. Let's take your pants off and I will gently grasp your penis and start stroking it. Does it feel good? I know. I bet you wish I would stroke it faster, huh? But this is for science. For now, I will keep stroking your penis slowly and sensually. Look at you, trying to thrust yourself into my hand. But you can't help it, can you? You just need it so bad. Don't worry, I'll give you everything you need. You just have to ask. Oh, well, since you asked so nicely, I guess we can speed things up. Let me give you a countdown. You don't know how excited I am for this. The moment you orgasm will be able to collect such vital data for my research. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Good boys come at 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Come for me. That's it. You're coming. Oh, look at you squirting so much. Oh, this is fantastic. Good boy. Such a good boy for me. You did such a good job. You did really well, and I'm really pleased. Now, I'm going to review this data, and I'll be back in a bit. I'll fine-tune the next experiments based on what I learned so far. See you soon!